Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yeah, we got one more sleep. I just want to get right into it.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Let's go. 3, 2, 1.
One more sleep. One more sleep. One more sleep.
Woo! Yeah, tomorrow, y'all can taste. You can taste Friday at this point. That should feel really dang good. We've had pretty weather this week, so that's been really good, right?
Super nice.
I desperately need to hear some stories this morning about what you missed because your alarm clock didn't go off.
Oh, I desperately
need to hear some stories this morning about what you missed because your alarm clock didn't go off, y'all.
Oh, no.
Like, I'm losing my mind this morning. Last night was a pivotal night in my life. It was a big one. I don't look forward to a lot of things. Nintendo's one thing that just keeps me going. And for some reason, Nintendo decided to do a pre-order for their new system at midnight last night. Why at midnight? I don't know. Why it was midnight? It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, I mean, a lot of drops happen like that.
Why midnight?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be up at midnight to do that. Even people on the West Coast, it's still 9 o'clock. They could have done it at noon. Everybody would have been happy on every coast. It doesn't matter. It was last night.
That would be too easy.
At midnight,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So for our schedule, it sucks. So I said, all right, I'm going to go to bed early. About 8:30 last night, I laid down and I set my alarm for 11:45. And I said, I'm going to wake up at midnight. I'm going to pre-order this bad boy. I'm going to go to bed. I pulled my eye mask, but I double checked the little iPhone bubble.
Did it say AM or PM?
It said 11:45 PM and it said in the little iPhone bubble. I double checked. I said,
okay.
Good. I feel good. I pulled my eye mask down. I said, good night, world. I woke up and I was like, hey, I wonder what time it is. Just double check, see where we are. Yo, I rolled over. It said 12:07. I said,
no.
Wait, what happened? What happened? But I said, that's all right. It's only
7 minutes.
It's only 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Y'all, every damn Nintendo system was sold out. I was up for the next 2 hours searching every website, I mean,
you stay up for 2 hours after searching.
Not only did I stay up for, I've been up since 12:07.
You're lying.
I did not go back to bed last night because I couldn't even fall back asleep.
That's what we were afraid of when we talked about this yesterday on the Uncensored podcast, is if whether or not you'd actually be able to go back to sleep. Because I feel like with that kind of adrenaline.
The adrenaline. Now I'm searching desperately. We had Johnny E., who's a friend of the show, up searching with me desperately. He got one for himself because he was up on time.
Oh, he got one?
And he was like helping me trying to find one, website to website, because they would come back in stock and then they would go out of stock and we were just trying to find one. 7 minutes. If that alarm would have gone off, I would have gotten one.
Wait, what the heck?
I don't
that
know, man.
That sucks. Why
I don't
didn't
know.
It go
I
off?
I cannot tell you what happened, but 7 minutes, I missed it. I'm sure there are stories like this. If you ever missed something because your alarm went off, we'd need to hear these stories this morning. 410-583-1065. You guys got one? Is that, I mean, desperate.
Yeah.
What happened?
You know I'm a big napper.
Yeah.
I almost napped through a concert I bought tickets to.
Yeah.
No.
So, yeah. My boyfriend at the time, like, straight up started driving to DC without me and was like, I guess I'll meet you there if you wake up. I did wake up.
Because your alarm didn't go
eventually,
off?
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah, damn it,
thankfully,
man.
Like, there's an opener for that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
So at least you were able to catch the show.
But yours is devastating.
It's bad, man.
I think the only thing that, like, gives me anxiety is me, for some reason, my alarm not going off. And I think it happened once and I missed the show. I don't know if it didn't go off or if I slept through it. But when I woke up naturally, I think it was like almost 7
God,
or something like that. And it was like
so
the
bad.
Worst feeling in the world. I think like being late to work and realizing what time it is, like that feeling, it's like you're like, it's like your life is flashing before your eyes.
It's like a blessing and a curse though. Like once you get to work, it's fine. You're like, okay, I got to miss some of work. But like just getting to work is like, oh, they're going to kill me.
You just know people are like mad at you.
Yeah. Yes, that's the feeling. Yeah, like, people are mad at you.
It's
and
like I never would have done this like by choice.
Yes,
like,
yes.
This is literally your worst nightmare. Everyone's worst nightmare. We're asking the question, what did you miss because your alarm clock did not go off? Tanya, how did this go down?
Well, I was in this choir.
Start again. That was my bad. Start again. What happened?
I was in this choir, the Singing Sensations Youth Choir, and we used to get invited to perform in different countries, right?
Wow.
So we got provided. Yes, it's a really good choir. Shout out Singing Sensations.
Yeah.
But we had gotten invited to perform for Nelson Mandela's 100th birthday in South Africa.
Damn.
What?
And I was like, this is so cool.
Sure.
So the night before, we all loaded our suitcases and stuff and our garment bags underneath the bus.
Yeah.
At 11:45, we all went home. Set the alarm for 3:00, right? I woke up, and it was almost 4 in the morning.
No.
And I'm scrambling to put my clothes on, scrambling to get my carry-on, and I'm like, Mama, get up. We got to go. We got to hurry up.
Yeah. Wait, so you set your alarm
for 3:45, and it was only 4?
No, I set it for 3 a.m. and woke up.
3 a.m. and it was, so you were almost an hour late.
You're an hour late to get onto this bus to get to the airport, or just to get to the airport?
To get on the bus to get to the airport.
Oh, so they left.
Yes, they were gone by the time we got there.
Did you miss the
Mama,
whole thing?
No, I Thank missed God. The flight fully. I fully missed the flight.
Oh, so you didn't get to fly with
scrambled.
Your choir, yeah.
No, I didn't. And it was my first flight out of the country by myself.
No.
So, wait, you're freaking
out and you're scared and you're nervous.
So you did you fly to South Africa
to South
by
Africa
yourself then?
By myself.
At what age?
16.
Oh, my God.
But your mom was able to get you on a different flight. So you were
able
to get out
me
there.
On a different flight, yes.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness. Okay. That's crazy.
And I had to find my choir in the
in a
airport.
Different country that you've never been to.
Yes.
By yourself.
Okay. That's worse. That's arguably worse than my situation. So that's,
but you made it. You got to perform, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow,
thank God.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Two alarm clocks in the future.
Two alarm clocks.
Sure.
Yes.
There goes Tanya. Thank you for calling us today. Appreciate you.
Thank you. You guys have a nice day.
Yeah, you too.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess.
Number three.
Ravens flock, even though this year's NFL draft is going down in Green Bay. The party is still happening right here in Baltimore. The Ravens' official 2025 draft party is tonight at M&T Bank Stadium at 7:30 p.m. Fans can watch round one of the NFL draft. You're going to see full coverage, appearances from Ravens players, the cheerleaders, Poe, the Baltimore's marching Ravens are going to be there, and so much more. This is a ticketed event, and you can get all that info right now at BaltimoreRavens.com.
I feel like, I'm not a sports person, but just as a non-sports person viewing from the outside, it's like, I feel like sports is like Jess is with holidays. The second that we get into one sport, you guys are already on to the next thing.
But what do you like, what do you expect?
Like, can't y'all just enjoy Orioles for like 1 second before you guys are already like, all right, let's go to the Ravens. Like,
you can't.
Just hang on.
No, honestly, I think it's so awesome because something is always going on and you always have something to enjoy. Like, this part has to happen. It's the draft.
I mean,
you can't,
I get it,
you
but
can't
like,
wait. If you wait too long, then it's the season. Like, what are you talking about?
We just start talking about the Orioles.
There's nothing like wrong with going
like,
to an O's
let's
game
go Ravens
and then watching the draft at night. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
The second that we get to the Ravens season, y'all are going to be like, what's up with the Orioles, though? Let's get going back to baseball season.
It's like in high school, though. When you finish the fall play, you have to hold auditions for the spring
Literally, this is what
it's
this
the
is.
Motion of life.
Literally.
Number two.
She's back. Netflix just announced that Wednesday is officially returning for season two, and it's coming with more kind of horror, scary vibes and less teen drama. And that's according to Wednesday herself, Jenna Ortega. The cast is stacked with all the returning stars, and Mother Monster is headed to Nevermore Academy. Lady Gaga will be making a guest appearance in Wednesday season two, part one. So they're going to release this in two parts so we can't binge everything all at once. Part one premieres on Netflix on August 6th, and then they'll drop part two on September 3rd.
So are you going to not want to watch it as much now?
I don't know. I'm going to try because they also dropped the trailer yesterday too, and the trailer is very, very scary for me. Oh, no. But I'm going to try a little bit because I loved season one.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to try my hardest. If it's too much, then I'll have to skip parts maybe.
Jess's scary threshold is about a 2 out of 10, so I'm just afraid they say it's more scary and less teen
drama.
It is
scarier.
Like,
it is.
Can't handle it.
Number one.
Pete Davidson has been in the process of getting his tattoos removed, and so far, he has only done about 30%. Guess how much he has spent on his tattoo removal journey already, only doing 30% of his body.
I don't know how much a tattoo removal even costs. I wouldn't even be able to estimate like even what one would even cost. I mean, I would guess, if I'm just making an estimate, I would cost to remove one tattoo would maybe be $1,000. So I'm going to guess, rough estimate, 10 grand.
Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
30% of his body tattoos removed.
Yeah.
$200,000, people.
God.
That is a house. That's actually my student debt. Like, that is actually wild. So he basically is. So he was. He just did an interview with Variety, and Pete said it takes about 10 to 12 sessions per tattoo. You need 6 weeks of healing between each one. So just one tattoo takes about 60 weeks of your life to fully removed. And on top of that, the process is extremely painful.
Like, that's my fear with getting a tattoo, though, is like, I feel like I'd be him. I would go get a tattoo, and then like 4 years later, I'd be like, I don't want this anymore. And then I'd spend $200,000 just trying to get it taken off. It just doesn't seem worth it to me. You know?
At this point, just keep it on.
Keep it on.
Keep
it's
it
not
on.
Even worth it. It's not worth it, man.
This is Jess. That's your top three, brought to you by Goal Vision. Good morning.
You're like really pretty.
Thank you.
So you agree?
What?
You think you're really pretty.
Rachel McAdams, not originally supposed to be Regina George in Mean Girls, which is so crazy to think
about. Oh, like
it
wasn't supposed to go to her in the first place?
Was not originally cast as her.
That's wild.
Who it was going to be would completely change this movie. And I'll actually tell you why the original Regina dropped out. This story is kind of wild. We'll talk about it right now with our Throwback Thursday segment. If you like nostalgia, great segment for you. It's all nostalgia. We just go back and listen to old songs that were number one today, which is the 24th of April here in Maryland, and they'll take you to that moment in pop culture history with Mean Girls, okay? So, like, for example, today, the number one song in 2015 in Maryland would have been Uptown Funk.
Bruno Mars. Man. Which, like, I can play this song today.
If that it's, album. That the album thing, changed the world.
Fun. Like, it's still.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Right? Like.
The fact that, like, fun. He can still tour that entire album and has been touring that entire album.
It's still fun. It will be fun forever.
I personally have seen him do it 3 times.
You go today.
And I would go now.
Yeah, so good. 2009, here in Maryland, the number one song today was Boom Boom Pow. Which Charlotte has such an affinity for.
I love this
The Black
song.
Eyed Peas.
Dude, I'm so sad because the Black Eyed Peas were actually supposed to do kind of like an Eras type style residency in Vegas, and then they pulled out.
Why? It was Fergie. I guarantee it was Fergie.
I don't know.
I feel like she's just a hater.
I actually don't know if Fergie was involved in the first place, though. I think it was just going to be the three. Yeah.
2008. This song, by the way, Charlotte's never heard before in her life, which just makes me feel like a dinosaur.
What is it? No.
She's never heard this song. Wait, have you never heard this song before?
Casey and JoJo? Do you know who this is?
She'd never heard this song.
Oh, yeah. No, maybe I hadn't. Yeah. I think
no
I only know
way.
It from here.
Yeah, she'd never heard this song before.
Oh, man.
And, like, I literally was like, oh, my God. Casey and JoJo all my life, which, like, I don't know how she'd never heard this song before, but she's a baby. Yeah. Wow, this is everyone's wedding song from 2008 to 2012. All right. It was not originally Regina George, played by Rachel McAdams, y'all. The original Regina George in Mean Girls, which, by the way, debuted this week in 2004.
Incredible.
It was actually Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, Lindsay was supposed to
Lindsay
be Regina?
Was supposed to be Regina. They were casting her as that. As they started getting into it, Lindsay did not want to play the role anymore because she thought she was going to come across as too unlikable.
Really?
So she was like, I'm out. They switched her to Katie. They brought in Rachel. Rachel, by the way, 8 years older than the rest of the girls.
Yeah, she is.
But she killed it,
she
right?
She smashed it. I really cannot imagine it
other
way.
I really can't see. I mean, Lindsay, I'm sure, would have done fine, but it just seems weird in reverse, you know? One more thing interesting about Mean Girls I didn't realize is Fetch was never actually written into the script.
Did she make that up?
Damien, the guy that played Damien, had made it up on the set.
Oh my God.
And it became a thing behind the scene. And Tina Fey loved it. And so they just added it to the movie. And now Fetch is just a thing.
What a classic. Oh.
And that's your Throwback Thursday for today, everybody.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
$1,000 minute. Mix 106.5.
All right, let's go. We've already given out $2,000 this month in free gas. Let's go for three. We're going to play caller number 10 today. And who's this? Hi.
This is Jack.
Jeff?
Jack.
Jack.
Hey, Jack. How are you this morning?
Jack's on the phone, man.
Surviving, I guess.
Let's go. You're number 10, my guy.
Awesome.
Yo, my guy. This is awesome. This is awesome. Jack, have you played this before?
Actually, I did play it before. I played it maybe a year ago.
Yeah. I'm glad you're here. It's such a long time.
It's taken a second to get back in, but he is ready to go. He's ready for his big triumphant comeback. Jack, you know how this goes. We're going to explain it to everybody else, and we're going to go for Jack's big return. Jess, how do we do it?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know, and we will go back to them only if there is time at the end. You ready, Jack?
Sure.
Your chance at $1,000 in dash and gas starts...
Question number one, what type of energy comes from the sun?
Solar.
Correct. Question number two, what part of the body do you wear Docs?
Feet.
Correct. Question number three, what song by No Doubt features the lyrics, "Don't speak, know just what you're saying, so please just start explaining, don't tell me because it hurts."
Pass.
Question number four, what month is 9 months after April? Or you can pass.
January.
Correct. Question number five. What duo invented the first successful airplane?
The Wright brothers.
Correct. Question number six. What cereal has the famous mascot named Count Chocula?
Or you can pass. Pass.
Question number seven. What letter comes after V? What letter comes after V?
W.
Question number three, which song by No Doubt features the lyrics, "Don't speak, know just what you're saying, so please stop explaining, don't tell me."
That is 60 seconds right there. All right.
Yeah.
It was a game of time, unfortunately, today, my guy.
Yeah.
Don't speak. Hey, listen. If we could just knock out question number six, we would have had it today. Do we know now it Count Chocula? This one actually was kind of a trick question.
Yeah, what cereal has a famous mascot named Count Chocula? Do you know that now?
It's Count Chocula. I didn't know that either. I was trying to rack my brain. I'm like, wait, he was a mascot for which one? It was actually called Count Chocula.
I actually have never even heard of this cereal before in my life.
It was back in the day. It was a trick question in a sense, but it was the name of the cereal and he was the name of the mascot. So now
you did a good job, Jack.
Know. Yo, he had a triumphant return. 6 out of 7 today. We got really, really close on that one. Jack, I want you to call us back tomorrow. We're going to go through. I don't want it to be another year before you get back in. So call us back tomorrow. We're going to go through 7 more questions worth another $1,000 in free Dash and gas, okay?
Yes, sir.
Have a good day, and make sure to head to Dash In and try their Spike Burger, a griddle-pressed beef patty, crispy bacon, grilled onions, mushrooms, provolone cheese, signature sauce, honey, and a fresh cracked egg on a brioche bun, only at Dash In.
I don't know if this is a relationship red flag or if I was just protecting my peace.
What happened?
So Garage Boy had to go see a movie by himself because it is too scary for me to see. So he went to go see the new movie Sinners, and it's directed and written by Ryan Coogler. Michael B. Jordan is in it. Haley Steinfeld is in it. Like, the reviews and the discussion online, like, this movie is incredible. And honestly, I wish that I could see it. Like, it's everything that looks incredible to me. Like, it's set in the 1930s, and it's about two brothers that come back to their hometown. But the thing is that it's scary, and like, there's like a supernatural evil, like, vampire element to it.
Yeah.
And it's basically the story of like this town like fighting this like group of vampires and trying not to get turned into a vampire. But it's so much deeper than that. There's so much deeper messaging. And it like, if this was just not scary, I'd be all over this thing. Okay.
So he lost you at vampires, basically.
Basically, I can't see it because it's scary.
The second they turn to vampires, you're like, I'm out.
Which I hate, because everyone's talking about how incredible this movie is. Yeah. But like, if you don't know this about me, I cannot, like, if I were to see that movie, I would have nightmares for like 2 weeks, and I would like be seeing things in the dark. Like,
still
that's
be talking about it. Yeah.
Unfortunately, yeah. Like, I'm nervous to watch season 2 of Wednesday, because I know that they're leaning more into like the scary side of things versus how it was in season 1.
Yeah.
And that is so real. I wish I wasn't this way, but I am.
Right.
And Garage Boy, my husband, has been so excited to see this movie, and he had to go see it by himself because I could not go.
So are you feeling guilty about that? Like, what's the vibe?
A little bit, because it's like, he saw Wicked with me. Mm. Like, that's my thing. That's not his thing. Like, you know, that's not necessarily his vibe, but like, he came with me to go see Wicked, and
so
he's going to come with me to go see Wicked Part 2 in November.
So you're feeling like, okay, if that wasn't his thing, but he sat through it for me, should I have gone, even though it wasn't my thing?
Yeah.
Like, scary's not my thing. Like, should I have gone and sat through it for him?
Like, is that like a marriage fail of mine?
Damn, that's a good question.
And I feel bad about it, but like, I feel like my eyes would be closed for so much of the movie.
So like, when you asked him to go see Wicked, even though that wasn't his thing, hands down, did he ask any questions? Were you like, sure, like, for you, I'll go see it? Like,
totally. He was super down.
Even though it wasn't his thing.
Yeah.
And for you, and he was like, hey, I want to go see this scary movie. And you were like, absolutely not. I'm out, because it's scary.
I was like, I want to be there for you so badly, and I want to experience this with you, because this movie looks so good, and I wish I could see it, but unfortunately, I cannot attend.
It seems a little messed up. Like, couldn't you just maybe just like cover your eyes?
I don't know.
In the scary parts, just because.
Even when we were like, he was recapping after, and he was so happy, and he was like showing me stuff on TikTok. Even in like the small clips on TikTok, I was getting scared, and I was like, I can't watch this anymore.
Married people, would you want your partner to have been there? Antoinette in Annapolis, hi.
Hi, how are you guys today?
We're good. Do you feel like Jess should have just gone just to show interest? Maybe she could have just like covered her eyes when she got scared.
I get wanting to spend time with your partner, and I think the fact that she really, really wants to, despite hating scary movies, is so admirable and so sweet.
Oh, thank you.
But there's something about protecting your peace when you know that, like, it's not going to end well. Like, she knew that, like, I'm going to be upset. I'm going to cry in the movie theater.
Yes.
I'm going to cry on the way home.
Yeah.
I'm going to have nightmares for 2 weeks.
All
like,
right.
Garage Boy doesn't want her to be sad for 2 weeks. And, like,
and he doesn't deserve that. He doesn't deserve that either.
He doesn't. He wants to have Swedish fish and popcorn and watch Michael B. Jordan with no shirt on like the rest of America.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000
Mix 106.5. All right, let's go. We've already given out $2,000 this month in free gas. Let's go for three. We're going to play caller number 10 today. And who's this? Hi.
This is Jeff.
Jack.
Hey, Jack. How are you this morning?
Jack's on the phone, man.
Surviving, I guess.
Let's go. You're number 10, my guy.
Awesome.
Yo, my guy. This is awesome. Jack, have you played this before?
Actually, I did play it before. I played it maybe a year ago.
Heck yeah. I'm glad you're here. It's such a long time.
It's taken a second to get back in, but he is ready to go. He's ready for his big triumphant comeback. Jack, you know how this goes. We're going to explain it to everybody else, and we're going to go for Jack's big return. Jess, how do we do it?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and Gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know, and we will go back to them only if there is time at the end. You ready, Jack?
Sure.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. What type of energy comes from the sun?
Solar.
Correct. Question number two. What part of the body do you wear Docs?
My feet.
Correct. Question number three. What song by No Doubt features the lyrics, "Don't speak, know just what you're saying, so please just start explaining, don't tell me because it hurts"?
Pass.
Question number four. What month is 9 months after April? Or you can pass.
January.
Correct. Question number five. What duo invented the first successful airplane?
The Wright brothers.
Correct. Question number six. What cereal has the famous mascot named Count Chocula?
Or you can pass.
Question number seven. What letter comes after V? What if it comes after V?
W.
Question number three. Which song by No Doubt features the lyrics, "Don't speak, know just what you're saying, so please stop explaining, don't tell me"?
That is 60 seconds right there. All right.
Yeah.
It was a game of time, unfortunately, today, my guy.
Yeah.
Don't speak. Hey, listen. If we could just knock out question number six, we would have had it today. Do we know now it Count Chocula? This one actually was kind of a trick question.
Yeah, what cereal has a famous mascot named Count Chocula? Do you know that now?
I didn't know that either. I was trying to rack my brain. I'm like, wait, he was a mascot for which one? It was actually called Count Chocula.
I actually have never even heard of this cereal before ever.
It was back in the day. It was a trick question in a sense, but it was the name of the cereal and he was the name of the mascot. So now
you did a good job, Jack. Know.
Yo,
he
had a triumphant return, 6 out of 7 today. We got really, really close on that one. Jack, I want you to call us back tomorrow. We're going to go through. I don't want it to be another year before you get back in. So call us back tomorrow. We're going to go through 7 more questions worth another $1,000 in free Dash and Gas, okay?
Yes, sir.
Have a good day, and make sure to head to Dash In and try their Spike Burger, a griddle-pressed beef patty, crispy bacon, grilled onions, mushrooms, provolone cheese, signature sauce, honey, and a fresh cracked egg on a brioche bun, only at Dash In.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
Crazy doing it.
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh.
It's Talk Me Out of It, please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Okay, Anonymous, we have got you on the voice disguiser. So what is this crazy idea that you got going through your head?
So I have to convince my mom to take my sister out of the will.
Why would you take your sister out of the will?
Well, she broke up my family. She is the reason me and my husband are getting the divorce. They were cheating behind my back.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, I kind of lost everything. I mean, losing that, it's not really much in comparison to what she took from me.
When did you guys get divorced? Is this, like, recent?
It's close to finalization. It's right at the end.
So you're still in the middle of it right now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So what's...
How does your mom fall into this with the will and everything, though?
Well, I'm living with her right now because she's really sick. I mean, we may have a couple days to a week left, honestly. Wow. She's really not in good shape.
I'm so sorry.
And I feel like if after everything, I don't want them to get a penny. I don't think they deserve anything from her.
So you would then try to talk your mom out of your sister getting any of the inheritance? And right now, is it like split evenly between you guys? I don't know how many siblings. Is it the two of you?
Mm-hmm.
And you basically want it to be 100% left for you and zero left for your sister. And you wouldn't have felt that way, though, if she didn't have an affair, obviously. Or
100%.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow. Oh.
Is this mainly because you don't want your ex-husband to basically benefit at all from the situation?
Yeah, but neither do I want her to benefit from it because, honestly, they're both wrong in the situation. My sister more so because she's family, right?
Damn. First off, there's a lot going on in your life.
I know.
Right
I'm so sorry.
That's a crazy situation. Like you're juggling a lot right now with your relationship, with your sister, clearly, and now.
But is that something your mom would even be open to doing?
And would that feel right for everyone? Because again, we're talking about two different situations here, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey, you're my daughter. And then also like, hey, like you kind of broke up someone's marriage, but unfortunately, like, hey, that's my other daughter's marriage.
Right.
But hey, this may be one of the more complicated situations we've ever dealt with on this show, period, because of just how many like ties are with everybody.
And I just feel like this is the last thing I can do to stick it to my sister after everything that she's done and everything that she's caused with my ex.
God, man. So. All right, let's chat about it. 410-583-1065. Now, this is complicated, so let's see if we got this right. So Anonymous is saying, my sister kind of broke up my marriage with my husband, and I lost a lot, I feel like. I don't really have any other things to do, but I want to try to convince my mom, who sounds like she's not in great health, that she should write my sister out of the will because I feel like it's a chance to really get back at my sister. Do we tell her to go for that, or do we talk her out of that? 410-583-1065. I mean,
I hate what you're going through, and I don't think that it's fair at all. I just want that to be known, and my heart breaks for you. But I don't think that this is something you can ask of your mom, because I don't think it's fair to make her have to go through that with her daughter so close to the end of her life.
Do you think it's fair for my sister to be my husband?
Absolutely not. I don't think what she's done to you is okay in any way, shape, or form. But like, if you were to ask her to do that, you'd be forcing your mom to have to experience that kind of hardship with her child when she barely has any time left here.
You know, maybe, okay, so I don't necessarily disagree with Jess, but I also, like, don't necessarily disagree with you. Like,
yeah.
Maybe nothing's fair here. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe it's not fair for you to go to your mom and at least pitch the case and say, hey, like, I think that what she did was really crappy and you can make the decision. But I also think it really wasn't fair for your sister to sleep with your husband. I also don't think it was fair for your husband to sleep with your sister. So, like, maybe nothing's fair here. Anonymous is saying, hey, my sister literally ruined my marriage. Is it okay for me now to try to go and ruin her inheritance?
This is Polly on one in Arbutus.
Polly, what's up?
Hey, man, what's going on, guys? Hey, go for it. It's called karma. You know what? Her sister seems like a bad, evil person anyway, so might as well just stick it to her.
I mean, that's kind of what's my take on it, you know? Like, if things are nasty, what stops her from also being nasty?
I understand right. that. I don't agree with what her sister did by any means, but I think the reason why I don't want her to do it is I hate that she's trying to involve her mom at this point in her life. You know, like, I don't want her mom to have to, like, have to go through that in her final days.
I mean, I see that point. I would see what her mother thinks about it, and she should express her feelings to her mom. Like, you know, my sister's not a good person, mom. You know, basically, what does she deserve, you know, after you passed away, me and her no longer have a relationship. So, you know, I just think, you know, it's karma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She deserves it.
Like, can't
she definitely
mom,
deserves it.
Can't mom make up her own mind? I mean, it's not like yeah. she can't make it. Like, I think that Anonymous can, like, express her concerns. You know, there's no fault in being like, hey, what do you think about me just having all this inheritance? I mean... Who's up, Jess?
This is Nicole on two in White Marsh.
You know, Nicole, like, what's the harm in just saying, like, let's just cut her out? She's not a good person.
It's not up to her. If it was her will, then fine, cut her out of your will. But it's her mom's will. You know, I realize, you know, it's a bad situation on all parts, but that's not her place. I have a sibling that has done some really messed up stuff to me, and I would never go to my parent and say, take him out of the will because of what he's done to me. Mm-hmm. That's not her place. I mean, and I think for her mom, you know, when you're coming to the end of your days, you realize, a lot of people realize what's important in life, and a revenge type of stuff, and it, like, things like that, it's not really as important as I think the sister thinks it is to do something like that. And then, is that what she wants to leave for her daughter, this memory of, I took everything
right.
from you because you made a mistake? I mean, that's her daughter.
But it's mom's decision at that point. It's mom.
It's totally mom's decision.
Mom
yeah.
can make that decision at that point. And I think I see what you're saying. Like you're telling her to you know, we're trying to talk her out of it from your point of view. But
yes.
it's then could be mom's decision. I mean, it's not like we're saying go and change the will. We're just
no,
saying.
No, but we're also, I think that Nicole brings up a good point where at the end of your life, is this really what you want to be dealing with?
Like
spending your last
days?
Is that the last conversation you want to have
okay.
with your daughter?
All right. Anonymous is saying, like, I want to try to convince my mom to change the will, write my sister out. Do we tell her to go for it, talk her out of it? Hey, Tim and Falson, good morning.
How are you?
You tell us. Do we tell her to go for this or talk her out of it?
No, you talk her out of it. Revenge is never the answer. A slap for a slap is a trap. You always forgive. Build a longer table, not a fence.
A slap for a slap is a trap is crazy.
That's good, right?
Put that on a shirt. Put that on a shirt
I'm
now.
Telling you, love is the answer, and it always will be.
Yes.
She will carry this for a long time if she chooses revenge in this moment.
Man.
And she can't change it. You can't go back on that.
I'd be so mad,
and by
too.
The way, it'll harm the parents, any siblings or family members. The only thing a mother and father want is their children to be connected and rooted in love together.
Yeah, so, I agree. Like, I think even putting that on the mom to know that her daughters aren't in a good place and on her mind in her
well,
final days is devastating.
I'm assuming mom
Very
knows.
Selfish.
I'm assuming mom knows they're not in a good place. I'm assuming that mom kind of knows, like, the two sins of what's going on.
I mean, maybe, but if she's this sick, like, who knows what she's capable of really comprehending,
right,
to be honest.
That's true. We don't really know, like, the full scope of it. But for you, you're like, what? She just needs to move on from this whole situation and just not even try to do anything? No slap for slap here?
try to forgive and let the universe dish out any karma that's coming, not her.
Yeah.
Is this the karma, though? But is this the karma?
No, it's not.
Okay, there he goes. He's got a rhyme. He's Dr. Seuss over here. Who am I to argue with him? You know what I mean?
Thank you. Yeah, you all too. Right, thank you.
Naomi from Baltimore, hi.
Good morning.
Okay, so you know she is considering at least going to her mom this weekend and trying to convince her to write her sister out of the will because her sister had an affair with her ex-husband now. And like, do we tell her to go for this or do we talk her out of it?
I say absolutely go for it. My dad was my only living parent who recently, he passed away.
I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you so much. Before he passed, I convinced him to leave everything to me. My sister doesn't have any kids.
I don't understand. Like, what do you mean? Why would that matter?
Do you have any kids? Do you know how expensive kids are?
I don't have...
Like, what's she going to do? Use that money and go on vacation? That's selfish.
So I
convinced him to leave me the money.
Was it supposed to be a 50-50 split and then...
Yeah, at first it was supposed to be 50-50.
And that still feels right to you?
I don't think either of you will either understand. Neither of you have kids.
Well, it's true. I mean, like we
no, 100%. You're right. Like we don't understand that factor. But I can still understand and see that. I feel like what you did to your sister wasn't fair.
It feels like when my parents pass away, if I just know there's going to be a weird divide of inheritance, I'm going to feel some kind of way, especially like my sister who has kids and I don't. And there's because of that, I'm going to feel some kind of way.
If he wanted to set up his granddaughter for success, then so be it. Who am I to judge? Who are you to judge where he puts his money?
Okay. Yeah. So you felt like, and was that an easy conversation to have with him? He was just like, sure, cool, no problem. Like, I just take all the inheritance then?
I mean, he was a little bit, he was 100% towards the end, but you could tell that that's what he wanted.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So you think she should go for it then?
Yes, I think she should. 100%.
Okay. There we go. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate it.
You got it.
So then, Anonymous, how do you feel then? With all this, I mean, do you think you want to go for it still? Where's your brain?
Like, I mean, I get it, but I just feel like there's very little time to make this decision, and I just feel like it has to happen now, and I really need to, like, sit with all everything that I've heard and everything that I've kind of bounced off you guys.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely sit with that. I think it's a really big decision.
Yeah. Family drama, man, it sucks. Well, I mean, that's hopefully giving you what you called in for today and something to think about. And I know, obviously, you have a lot going on, so would you want to come back on? There's just so much going on with you. I don't want to, like, impede... We do something called a Talk Me Out of It update, and we typically do those on Monday. Do you think if you were gonna do this, would you want to come back on and talk to us on Monday? Do you think you'd even have the conversation by Monday?
I think I'll definitely have come to my decision by that point.
Okay, so we do it like Mondays at 8:25. Would that work for you?
Yeah, that would work.
Okay, so Monday 8:25, you'd have to call us back though. We don't know your name, number, anything like that. So Monday 8:25, that work?
That works, yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.